Jim Taylor back on WRMJ Aledo and WRMJ.com. The Sherrard Tigers fall Friday night on the road to Riverdale by a final of 7-6. And Coach Munson, this is one of those games of lost opportunities. You had multiple opportunities tonight. I think maybe put this game away, but you didn't. And you walk home, I think, with a pretty stinging loss.
Yeah, I lost opportunity, I think, would be a great summation of where we are right now, because we had a great opportunity to come in and get three in a row. I don't think we came prepared to play, and we fell into their type of game. I mean, and that's the kind of game they want to play, and they do a darn good job of it. And, yeah, I mean, opportunities to score. I mean, I don't know how many times we were in the red zone and didn't score. So.
Well, and I think tonight, you look at a microcosm of this game, 8-minute drive, a perfect way to start the game tonight, take the opening kickoff, but do not score inside the 10-yard line, able to get the ball back and eventually score in that second quarter. But I thought, man, that was a huge momentum killer not to get those points after holding on to the ball for 8 minutes in the first quarter.
Yeah, and we were flirting with disaster throughout that whole thing. I mean, we never really established a good inside running game, consistent inside running game, so that limited what we could do. And again, I give Riverdale all the credit for that. They did a nice job defensively up, especially up front against us. And, the one thing constant has been the last 2 weeks we've taken care of the ball. We didn't do that tonight.
And then I thought, too, you have been a team that hasn't got what I call, you want me to call them politically correct or incorrect, dumb penalties. And I thought, then the second offensive series, you force them three and out, get the ball back. The line of scrimmage should have been the 32. You get a 15-yard dead ball foul, back up to the 47. First play from scrimmage, false start. So actually, you lose 20 yards, and that negated that second drive of that series where you had a chance to score some points. That was another issue.
Absolutely. And to me, that's a lack of focus, lack of concentration, and that's a lack of the ability to handle success, because we showed that we can't handle success. I don't want to say can't. That's not proper. We didn't. We didn't prepare today to play football, and it showed there early. And then, you got yourself in a situation where, like I said, we got into their ball game, and they play that game well.
And then fumble the ball at the goal line, and the break is you don't fumble the ball at the goal line. It goes in the end zone. They recover. They get the 20 yards then, which is huge. So that proved to be a big play when you have it first and goal. And, you remember it was the end of the third quarter. You let the game clock run down, and then boom, you think the whole momentum of the game's going to change when you score. Well, you fumble, and that kind of changed the whole momentum. But then again, you get the ball back, I think, at the 40, eventually that drive, and can't cash in them. I mean, we talk about these opportunities after opportunities tonight.
And the one factor under that was that monster punt that really flipped the field. We had several gifts handed to us, and you've got to take advantage. If you're going to make some mistakes and then you get an opportunity, and like I said, that one little bizarre thing that happened right in front of me with the punt return fumble thing, that was a gift. You got to take advantage of that, and we didn't do it. And so our inability to run, our inability to control the line of scrimmage to some extent. We're not ever going to overwhelm people up front just the way we are, but we've got to be able to push some people around on some occasion. We couldn't consistently do that.
Yeah, that was that. You talk about that special teams play where you get the ball at the 40 of Riverdale and don't score, but then you look at how the third quarter, or the second half began. You have that little pooch high kick across the field, and it looked like you had the bodies there to recover, and I thought from our vantage point you did. It's their ball, and they string together a 59-yard drive and take the lead.
Exactly. Yeah, and that was the type of drive I feared. That's what I feared that they would and could do. They had shown the ability to do that against the other team in the film we had seen, and we're just not very big inside, and I feared that they might wear us down. Our guys battled in there and continued to battle. But they would get just enough yards to get that first down, and then they would go into the gun and run that power play. We couldn't stop that. Anytime they needed something, they went to that, and we didn't have an answer for it.
And I guess what do you think the difference was there, just the size, or just what was the issue where they were able to get those key yards and kind of hang on to the football and put a key drive together when they needed to.
Yeah, and we had our strength to the two receiver side. We probably should have flipped it once they had some success, but then we were vulnerable to the two receivers, and they had shown the willingness at least to throw that quick now pass. So it was kind of the last one we last couple of times we sent some pressure, and that didn't help either. So if I had to do over again, I would probably put our strength to the other side.
Yeah. And just tough one for the kids tonight, probably, to talk to them after the game, and now try to battle back next week to finish out week 9 with a very good Spring Valley all team. But I know they had to be, it had to be a tough situation for them when the gun sounded tonight.
Well, I, and
the coach too.
It takes these tough situations to learn and grow. And I know that's no consolation to the seniors, but to the juniors, recognize that teams, because you win 2 games, they don't roll over for you. You know, they aren't impressed by that. You have got to prepare every week as if it's you're 0-for and you're trying to get that first. They had that kind of fire tonight. We didn't. And to me, that is a huge difference because I think it shows in preparation, and it certainly showed on the field tonight. So, it's tough, but we got to learn from that.
Coach, we'll see you next Friday night over at Hall Township in Spring Valley.
All right, thanks, Jim.
All right, that's Scott Munson. I'm Jim Taylor. And the Tigers fall on Friday night up in Port Byron, Illinois, by a final of 7-6.